somewhere in there you received a promotion in the Naval Reserve?
Well, I got promoted right along in the 1973, I guess it was. I got promoted to Rear Admiral. I was very proud of that.
Oklahoma City grew to be a very large city and land mass. Stanley Draper provided some leadership in that regard. Is that true?
Well, Oklahoma City was lucky to have Stanley Draper. He was the managing director. I think that was his original title of the Oklahoma City Chamber of Commerce for just under 50 years. His unique talent was being able to get all the movers and shakers together to move in the same direction, number one. Number two, he was a visionary. I'll give you an example of that. Tinkerfield, you know, almost from its inception, was always subject to being closed. You had to kind of keep it growing, keep moving, to keep bigger airplanes, more needs, more land. Stanley would get the big money people, the banks, in the room and say, I need to get this note signed. I've got to borrow so many millions of dollars to buy options on land out of Tinkerfield because we need to get that land there. They're going to want it. And so people would sign off on these notes. He even got down to little companies like mine that I might be signing on for $5,000 or something. Sure enough, the Air Force always wanted the land. The notes were never called. The money would always be there. Another example, maybe earlier than that, when the airplanes got the big way to move mail, every city wanted to be on the hub. So you had to have a certain number of pounds moving in and out every day. So Stanley had people mailing bricks out and other people outside mailing bricks in to meet the minimum level. And then he used to make signs in his garage on weekends. Oklahoma City, 50 miles. Oklahoma City, 25 miles. And then on Sunday, he'd walk along some road 50 miles and start putting those signs on the side of the road all the way into Oklahoma City. He was a real leader. One of the big frictions I remember was over whether or not to bring water up from southeast Oklahoma to Oklahoma City. Of course, we've done it. We have Lake Draper and so forth. But let's put the city right down the middle. Draper managed to get the forces together and get the job done.
Split the city down the middle.
Meaning the First National Bank on one side, Liberty on the other. The publishing company was on the First National Bank side.
For and against the project.
Right. Somehow or other, get them working together, get the job done.
And that's why it's called Lake Draper to
this
day.
That's right. I was a great admirer of his, and I was one of the people he called 3 o'clock in the morning if he had an idea. He was on the phone, whoever he needed to talk to, no matter what time of day or night it was.
And to recap, he was director of the chamber for
almost 50 years.